If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're continuing our conversation with Basil Yards, and he's talking about some of the mechanics he teaches about coming to know the faith, or teach the faith, coming to spread the faith, and doing it in powerful ways, but very simple ways within the context of simple conversation. So we're going to switch over to the next part of our interview right here on WROL and the Voice of St. Anthony Parish.
One of the things that we do with our people every year is something called a gift analysis. Mm-hmm. Help people to understand their primary and secondary gifts. If you know your primary and secondary gifts, spiritual gifts, then you know what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. And you don't wait for somebody to train you. You start training yourself. We provide training. The church needs to provide training. But if you know what your gifts are, you can look at other people who have the same gifts and you begin to do the same thing. But we do this gift analysis so that people can know how they're to function. Like, let me use one quick example. There was a young man who discovered that he was a school teacher, and he discovered when he did the analysis that his gift, his primary gift, was prophecy.
Wow.
But he was a school teacher. How do you use your gift, your prophetic gift, in a public school where you can't talk about Jesus?
Right, without getting fired.
That's right.
Wow.
So we spent time with him, help him to understand, help our people to understand how to go out into the world where we are supposed to be serving and function. And so he understood how to function as in the gift of prophecy in a public school. So he goes into school, and I'm not going to call his name because I'm not sure whether he would want me to call his name. But
sure, that's fine.
He goes into school, and he would look at children and see what is happening, discern what is happening in their lives. Most times there were children who were troubled, who were having problems in their lives, and he would speak words to them, and they don't know that he's praying for them, you know, but he's speaking words to them and he's praying for them. He's not saying, my children, the Lord says, Jesus, this. He doesn't even use the name of Jesus in talking to them. He just talks to them and speak to them. The principal of the school observed that these children were gravitating toward this young man, these troubled children, but now they were acting differently.
Mm.
They were behaving differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the principal spoke to the whole school, all the teachers. I read the letter. I believe I still have a copy of the letter that was sent.
Mm-hmm.
The principal sent this letter saying, I have observed that this person has a way. She doesn't know what it is, so she calls it a way. He has a way with the children. I would advise that if you have problems with children in your classes, that you send them to him. And they created a position in the school, and they call it, they named it, I don't remember right now what it is, but I have it somewhere in an email. Mm-hmm. They gave it a name. So here was this young man using his gift in school, and he was being paid for it. Mm-hmm. Because lives were of young people were being changed. The school was becoming better. And nobody knew that it was the gift of prophecy in operation.
You know, maybe I could this brings up something, because we're in a time in our country where there's just this great division. Mm-hmm. And we all know, and this big fight. And part of the problem in our country is and it might be because of the nature of being Americans, because we're part of the revolution, you know, the American Revolution, mm-hmm. a little bit. So we've always been, we're going to fight. And especially in New England. I mean, I have a friend of mine who is a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Despises the Patriots, and she despises the way they operate. And I says, don't forget what the name of the team, the Patriots. Their whole name is from back in the early days of the Revolution. So, you know, they're coming from that. But whereas a more effective, in what you're bringing up as the church, is not to be saying you've got to do this and that the teachers' unions are doing this, and we got to be people of prayer to say, Lord, how do we deal with these situations?
Right. That's right.
And how do we, as parents, right? Of course, obviously, I'm not a parent, but I mean, this is one of the things that probably my biggest frustrations is when I know that you have two parents, one of whom prays, the other one doesn't. You know, and I said, no, the families have to be praying together. And just I just heard this, and people would have to call it Archdiocese. They now have a prayer book to help families to pray. And what you're saying is they come together in prayer, and they learn how to be ministers, pastors,
that's
prophets,
right.
and everything to their family, to their town, to their, whatever the Lord is calling them to do. And work that way, as opposed to raising the flag and the sword and saying, we're going to fight this battle. Yeah.
I tell you something. We accomplish, and I'm not against demonstrations and all
sure.
those things, you know, but we accomplish so little with mm-hmm. that.
Sure.
That sometimes it is like, I'm not sure if you remember those days when you will do evangelism. Evangelism was something that was done. You get a horn, you go by a street
yes.
corner,
yeah.
and nobody is fasting, but you're preaching.
Yeah.
You're shouting the word of God, and you think you're doing so much, but nobody is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Cars are passing, and people are looking out and waving, mm-hmm. but they're not hearing you.
Right.
So what we do, we train people to take that same energy that they would stand up at the street corner and shout. We train them how to go and meet people and start conversations with them. We train them how to start the conversation, then how to turn that conversation into a witnessing situation.
Wow.
How to move it from just a normal conversation talking about secular things,
mm-hmm.
you know, if the person has a good hairdo, talking about a hairdo, you can start a conversation with any person,
mm-hmm.
as long as you can recognize something on them or with them that they value.
Mm-hmm.
A woman just went and had her hair done. She comes out looking so nice.
Yeah.
She wants people to recognize
That's
her
right.
here.
That's right.
Yeah. And she loves it if you comment on her hair, if you give her a compliment
mm-hmm.
about her hair or about her dress, or a man about a nice tie or a
yeah.
suit
yeah.
or sweater or something. And you can start a conversation. with them about that. And allow that conversation to, you lead that conversation. Know mm-hmm. how to lead a conversation. Most people don't know how to lead a conversation, mm-hmm. but know how to lead the conversation and get that person to want to talk to you more than you want to talk to them.
Wow.
People are comfortable standing at the street corner shouting through a horn or with a Bible in their hand speaking, but nobody's listening because it's not threatening.
That's right. That's exactly it.
But when you go to talk with someone, I seldom ever have any person say to me, I don't want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Seldom. People want
even,
to talk.
I got to say, even in Boston.
Even because, in Boston.
Because Bostonians tend to be like, hey, you know, and so, I can be like that myself.
I said this recently. I miss getting on the train.
We're going to talk more with Basil Yards tomorrow and Friday as we continue in understanding what he teaches on sharing your faith. It's kind of interesting because I do radio, as you know. But what many people don't know is many people who are in front of a microphone or a camera tend to be very shy when they're not in front of a microphone and camera. And I'm no different. I'm not as able to speak right away as I may appear either on the altar or in front of the microphone. And that's part of this, is learning how to do that, learning how, you know, to kind of share your faith. And it's a very interesting discussion. I told you how this began. Pastor Basil was just speaking about this project he's doing at his church. And I said, oh, this belongs on radio. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.